Czech-born architect Jiří Boudník was working in New York City when the city was shaken by the 9/11 attacks. During the next 6 months, he assisted with a cleanup operation at Ground Zero. Now, on the 10-year anniversary of the historic event, Mr. Boudník, who has since returned to the Czech Republic, has published a book in which he shares his personal 9/11 experiences. It is titled Věže, Czech for Towers. Sarah Borůvka spoke to him at the book's launch in Prague's American Center on Wednesday.
The book has three layers. The first layer is from the point of view of an architect who loves New York's history, history of its island, of its architecture, of its people. And that is kind of the most rigid structure of the book, that is the lowest layer. On top of that is really what happened on September 11th and in the ensuing months. That is, let's say, the meat of the story. And then there's a third layer, which is a layer of dreams, because we all had dreams based on the fact that we were inhaling some, you know, bad fumes there, maybe had hallucinations, but it certainly affected our dreams, which we were sharing every night when we went after work at Ground Zero. We went to some bars. So it weaves these three layers together.
And the 10-year anniversary of 9/11 just passed this Sunday. Surrounding the anniversary were a lot of 9/11, personal 9/11 stories. So can I just ask you to briefly tell me your 9/11 story, maybe what you were doing in New York up until the 11th of September, mm-hmm. and then how your life changed in the months that followed it?
I was working as a project manager for a big construction company. We were building a federal courthouse in Brooklyn. And that day we had our it was our meeting with the subcontractors, and when I got first phone call that somebody flew into one of the towers, which we thought at the time was just an accident, I didn't pay any attention to it, and I said, you know, I'll call you later. Then 15 minutes later, the superintendent of the building busted the door open and he ordered us to evacuate because we were a potential target as a federal building. And that moment when I came outside of the building, I realized that I saw the towers as they were on fire and realized that there may be some collapse, some partial collapse. Because I remember 8 years before that, in 1993, I went to meet somebody who worked in one of the towers, and all the fire trucks and ambulances were parked right underneath the buildings. So that flashback came to me, and I realized somebody has to go and warn them. The first tower fell when I was halfway over the bridge. I decided to just grab my hard hat and go to warn them. And the second tower collapsed when I was already by City Hall, so I didn't make it there on time. But from the second day, I decided to help the firemen to search for survivors, you know, in the debris.
And then you returned to the Czech Republic 3 years ago, so I'm sure you marked the 10-year anniversary here in the Czech Republic. What is it like, after having been a New Yorker for so long, to be away on this day, and what are your feelings about that?
It helped me to be away. For, let's say, the past 8 years, I can't bring myself to come to Ground Zero anymore. It's a totally different place. It doesn't feel like Ground Zero, and I feel like it's a connection that was completely severed by the cleanup and the rebuilding process. So I keep Ground Zero more in my head, in my memories, in relationships to some of the engineers and firemen who I know we're good friends still today. So Ground Zero for me exists more in my heart, in my head, and in memories.
Czech-born architect Jiří Boudník talking there to Sarah Borůvka about his recollections of 9/11 and his new book.